You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Fan Outline is presented by Sullivan Super Service. It's time for a weekly chat with big-time Steelers insider Ray Fittipaldo. He's brought to you by Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, serving as your home team for over 90 years, LGKG.com. All right, Ray, give us your biggest Steelers schedule takeaway.
Well, I think it's just like last year. You better be 6-2 at the halfway point, 5-3 at the worst, because there's a gauntlet in December and January again. I mean, that stretch with the Ravens twice, you got Detroit, and you got the Bills in there. You could make an argument that's just as brutal as it was last year. So, you know, we'll see how it goes, but that's my first takeaway. I think they got to do what they did last season to be in position to make the playoffs at the end.
Week 5 bye week means you can pretty much write off the Steelers for the Super Bowl. Not that anyone was writing them in, because teams just don't win it with a bye week that early, Ray. How much say-so does the league usually give teams as far as taking the bye after an overseas game versus not taking it?
Oh, you can request things, but the league makes the schedule, and they don't always listen to your request. I mean, there have been years in the past where the Steelers have asked not to be on, you know, holiday games, and you know, the league will basically beg them, and, you know, in the end, the Roonies usually do it. So, I think the Steelers probably made that request, but the NFL doesn't always honor that.
The NFL schedule maker on multiple occasions today has said, we would have put Steelers, Jets in prime time if we thought Aaron Rodgers was going to be a Steeler, but, quote, your guess is as good as mine, said the head NFL schedule maker. You buying that?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, they're probably getting their information from the Steelers, and the Steelers are just sitting back, and I think they're confident, but by no means are they, you know, going to count their chickens until they're hatched. So, I mean, that would have been a great primetime game. But listen, you get Steelers-Packers in primetime later in the season. That's another Aaron Rodgers, quote-unquote, revenge game. So kind of neat that, you know, we get two games like that, and I think it's kind of, people have looked past it, but this is Justin Fields versus the Steelers. I mean, the Steelers basically wanted him. They wouldn't be in this situation if he would have resigned here. So there's also that added bit of a storyline as well.
Ray, do you think the Steelers expected that by now Aaron Rodgers would have signed on the dotted line and officially be part of this team?
I mean, Chris, I don't have all the details about, you know, their timeline. I just know that they are willing to be patient. I think they're even willing to be patient into June, to be honest with you. So I don't really see like an end to this anytime soon unless Aaron just makes up his mind, and I honestly don't see the Steelers walking away at this point. So might be 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, but I think as long as Aaron doesn't retire, I think the Steelers will be willing to sit around and wait for that decision.
Ray, I kind of blacked out in the middle of that answer because we saw a ghost from our radio past here at the casino, so that kind of floored Mulsey and I, but I'll take your word that it was a very well-articulated answer.
Why don't leave us hanging. Who was it?
I don't know if I can say
it
on the air.
Yeah, we're not sure if we can say it. It's that juicy
Ray,
way we'll have to text you.
I don't know why it is that the Steelers are fine with that weight. I mean, Tom Brady basically broke COVID rules when he went to Tampa Bay to make sure that he was completely up to speed with what was going to happen with the Bruce Arians offense. And the Steelers are willing to let a 41-year-old basically show up whenever he feels like it. Why is there such a difference in the way the Steelers are taking this hands-off approach with Aaron Rodgers' arrival date here?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, I mean, listen, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers are two different animals. You know, Aaron likes his time away during the offseason where, you know, if you would have asked Tom Brady, he would consume NFL football with his team 365 days a year if you allowed him to. So, you know, I'm also speculating this on this, guys. I don't know. But in some form or fashion, I'm not saying he has the hard playbook, but in some form or fashion, he knows what Arthur Smith wants to do, and he's got an idea of how he's going to approach it once he does get here. So I don't think he's going to be walking in here blind if he walks in the day before minicamp, and he's certainly not going to be walking in here blind if he signs, you know, second week of July. So I think on some levels, you know, things have been communicated to him in terms of how Arthur wants to do things, and then I think those throwing sessions will come with his receivers as soon as he signs. And it doesn't have to be, that happens to be the last week of June when everyone's on vacation, or the first week of July. I think that's fine too.
Ray, we know that Mike Tomlin has like literally said in so many words, fair doesn't mean equal in terms of how he treats, you know, one player versus another. And I think most of us always took that to mean, hey, if you're great on the field, Antonio Brown, Ben Roethlisberger, he's going to make exceptions for you in terms of how you might sometimes either behave or speak off the field. Aaron Rodgers is not four-time MVP Aaron Rodgers anymore, so why kind of enact that policy, it seems, for this player when this player's recent performance doesn't seem to dictate that he should get it?
I mean, the only answer I could tell you for that is that he's their best option at this point, and that's basically it. You know, they can roll with Mason Rudolph. Players in that locker room are confident if that is what transpires, but they believe that Aaron Rodgers has something left and they want to see what they can do in 2025 if he does sign. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's 33-year-old Aaron Rodgers, even 35-year-old Aaron Rodgers. That guy was pretty good at the end of his Green Bay tenure, but they do think he's a better option than Mason Rudolph. That's obvious at this point.
Who looks worse if he doesn't end up signing here, Mike Tomlin or Art Rooney, and why?
I think Mike Tomlin because, I think Art Rooney and that front office are deferring to him. Let's face it, any free agent that's going to sign here, playing for Mike Tomlin is going to be a big part of that equation. A lot of people around the league want to do that. I don't know if, you know, pick out any of the other 31 head coaches. I don't know if that Steelers logo right now means as much to Aaron Rodgers as Mike Tomlin does. So I think Mike is a big part of this equation, and I think if Aaron doesn't sign, I think he'll probably get most of the criticism.
If Rodgers signs here, like most still expect him to, and the team just isn't very good, how do you think that's going to have a similar effect on how Tomlin's perceived by Art Rooney after all of this?
Yeah, you mean they go like
if they go 7-10 and Rodgers plays all 17 games and they just don't look very good, is Mike going to have to wear that one with the owner as well?
Yeah, absolutely. That would be his first losing season, and they this entire offseason at that point, you can criticize it all you want because obviously it didn't play out the way they wanted. Believe me when I tell you this. I don't know if it's going to happen this way, but they believe that they can get to the playoffs and win in the playoffs with Aaron Rodgers if it comes to that. So that's why they're willing to wait this long. But I think you're right, Chris. I think if it turns out another way, I think it's going to be bad news for the Steelers.
Ray, I want to play for you what Ryan Clark said on First Take this morning on ESPN. So to set this up, they're talking about the schedule. Dan Orlovsky made the outrageous claim, he may have been on drugs, that the Steelers would start 0-6, which they haven't done since 1968, if Mason Rudolph was forced to play quarterback. And so they're talking about the potential of Mike Tomlin's first losing season as Steelers coach. And Charlie, I have this ready for Ray here. This is what he said about potentially Tomlin's future in Pittsburgh and where he's at in his career as Steelers coach.
And I always, okay. And I say this, and people get mad at me. I believe that Mike Tomlin is unfireable. I believe if Mike Tomlin steps away from being the coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, that should be his decision. And I've said time and time again, I do believe that should be the decision he makes. I believe Mike Tomlin should coach in another organization. Mike Tomlin should be a fresh voice somewhere else, because I believe as great as a coach he is, and he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, I believe his voice has run stale there. I believe he's allowed that team to reach the highest of heights they're going to reach unless they can get a top-tier quarterback.
So I'm trying to decipher what you're saying.
He needs to go have his Andy Reid Kansas City run.
Ray, what's your reaction to all that?
If he's stale here, why is he unfireable? That's my first reaction to it. And I think, honestly, Pony, on some levels, he's right. They're not going to fire him when they owe him $50 million. That's not going to happen. So I think in some ways he's right. I don't think he is going to be fired, but he was kind of talking out of both sides of his mouth there, right? I mean, if he's stale here, at some point maybe Mike should realize that and move on if the Rooneys aren't going to fire him.
Do you agree, though, that Mike has maxed out here as Steelers coach and that his best days are clearly in the rearview mirror?
I mean, it all hinges on, a franchise quarterback. Listen, he's got three more years left. If they can get a franchise quarterback in next year's draft, who knows? Maybe they would do well. He wouldn't, sign an extension after that. He's only 53, 54 years old. But as it stands right now, I think everyone kind of agrees. You look at the playoff record, you look at how they've lost those playoff games. Yes, things have certainly run its course here in the last, 7, 8, 9 years.
How much acumen does he have, or how much should he be trusted to be part of the brain trust and part of the deciding group that finds that next quarterback?
Well, he's always, as long as he's the head coach, Chris, he's going to be deeply involved in that scouting process. I mean, the scouts are, they're doing their work now. They're going to take that up through Christmas. Mike and his staff, they jump on board, they jump in with both feet when that scouting process begins, and their staff is really involved in that. So, as long as he's the head coach, he's going to have a big say-so in how those guys are evaluated.
All right, when you saw the schedule came out and then you did what everyone does, even though they don't like to admit it, Kabali says, oh, no one actually does this. It's a waste of time to actually pick the games
in
May.
Sure, sure, Mark.
But he'll post something on Twitter that'll do huge numbers and he'll get paid by Elon once he does that. What is your unofficial on May 15th Steelers record prediction based on the schedule release, Ray?
I know you think I'm boring. I went through it and I did it just once, and when I did it, I had them a 9-8.
Of course. Hey, you had them last year when you came out with us before the season started. I think 10-7 and out in the first round of the playoffs. So
he's a soothsayer.
crystal ball for this stuff. Thank you, Ray. We'll talk again next week. Goodbye.
All right, guys. Take care. See you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.